After a recent string of erratic behavior, Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, has been restricted on social media by both Twitter and Instagram. As of October 10th, Twitter and Instagram have confirmed that Ye has been locked out of his accounts after policy violations, and made no comment as to when those privileges were to be restored. One notable policy violation is from a now-deleted tweet released early in the morning on October 9th, in which Ye stated that, quote, "When I wake up, I'm going to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people," unquote. This tweet sparked a flurry of responses across the internet and in real life, and ultimately led to his being locked out of his account on October 10th.
My name is Julia Zimmerman. I'm a bio major on the pre-med track. I'm part of Hallel at Northwestern.
On Northwestern's campus, there have been many discussions of this particular tweet between friends and online. This has become a topic of conversation for people who didn't even consider themselves fans of Kanye's music.
I just personally obviously felt quite harmed by those tweets. Kanye's music is fine and whatever, but I don't think like having good music gives you like a pass to say racist or anti-Semitic or like any sort of hate speech.
Oh, I saw that it became, he like, I think got his Instagram account restricted and then I think got like booted off Twitter. I'm not sure completely, or it's just like a temporary ban and I saw the tweet before it got deleted, the really anti-Semitic one where he said he was gonna like DEFCON something to Jewish people. Yeah.
That was freshman Nicole Avery. Some have jumped to defend Kanye, like Jewish right-wing political commentator Ben Shapiro. He said in a tweet, "As usual, two things can be true at once. Kanye's moves towards pro-life, faith, and family conservatism are encouraging. His DEFCON 3 posts and Black Hebrew Israelite language are clearly anti-Semitic and disturbing." This comes after Ye appeared on the Tucker Carlson show on October 6th.
I think that so many times we're like, oh, Kanye's just crazy. Kanye's just crazy. That's just who he is. But I don't think we really, like, I think for some reason society has let him be immune to cancel culture. And I don't really know why.
This all brings the question of free speech to the forefront of people's minds. This question of what social media companies should be regulating when it comes to what is being posted on their platforms has become a reoccurring issue, particularly on Twitter. Avery compared it to Trump being banned from Twitter for his hate speech and spread of misinformation.
I didn't really talk to too many people about it, but I kind of saw like the internet reaction to it, like online and things like that, where it kind of prompted a lot of the same conversations we had with like Trump Twitter about like what is okay with free speech and like what should social media companies be like, where do we draw the line with like what's free expression and then what's like censorship from social media companies. But like using language like DEFCON 6 Jewish people, like that just seems so explicitly violent that like I was very in the camp of like I think they made the right action with disabling and restricting his accounts.
As of October 13th, Kanye is still banned from Twitter and Instagram. From WNUR News, I'm Ella Barnes.